In cooperation with the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce and the Iowa Business Journals, we're able to bring you this report from the Central Iowa Business Conference.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
We're broadcasting today from the Central Iowa Business Conference, and that's being held at the Marriott downtown Des Moines. And with me is Clint Dudley, and Clint has a business called Shade Tree Auto, and that's in Grimes. And he has some exciting news for us. Clint, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I've watched you grow this business. Tell us what it is so that people get an idea of what it is you do.
Yeah, well, Shade Tree Auto is a mechanical auto repair shop. We're located up in Grimes. We actually just built a brand new 13,000 square foot facility right off of Highway 141. Moved in March, but originally started out in my garage, just fixing cars, and we've, over the last 15 years, we've moved to bigger locations, expanded, and now we've got our own place.
Hence the name Shade Tree Auto, right?
That's right. We had a big shade tree that covered our original garage, and it kind of made sense at the time.
Well, you have had this upward trajectory with your business. It's been nonstop for years now, and you just told me, off mic, that you are in a celebratory mood because you won something really cool. What's going on?
We did. We won a Stevie Award. So this is the International Business Awards. It's the 14th year for it. They were originally started after the whole Enron scandal. So a nonprofit organization got together and said, hey, we'd like to recognize companies that have been able to grow and thrive and still give back to the community. So this year we won a bronze level of Company of the Year for the retail side.
It's amazing.
We competed against 3,900 applicants out of 60 nations.
3,900 in 60 nations worldwide.
We're just blown away. Very fortunate.
And you bring the bronze back to Grimes.
We are. We were set to go out to Barcelona. The award ceremony was there this year. I think it was in Italy last year. But, there's a few things going on in Catalonia right now. So yeah. I think we're going to just have them ship it out to us.
Wow, that's really exciting news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why do you think you have reached this pinnacle of international success? What is it that you guys do that caught the eye of the judges, you think?
Well, honestly, we change oil for a living, but we seem to do it better than everybody else. It's not so much how much we've grown the business and how successful we are at making money. Because that's really not what we're doing it for. We've got an excellent team, and everybody kind of shares the same vision. And we really get involved in the community. We're involved in the chambers. We like to do mentoring with some of the kids in the high schools. It's great to do more than just go out and try to make money in a business.
And you've been a wonderful ambassador for the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce at the same time.
Yeah. I tell you what, the chambers have been just phenomenal. For us, when we first started out, we had time, but we didn't have much money. So being able to go to a chamber event and meet some people and learn, we weren't too proud to listen to people and get advice and take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Clint Dudley, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Shade Tree Auto, based in Grimes, a strong member I know of the Urbandale Chamber. And I'm just really proud. I had no idea, and I'm glad that you stopped by just to say, hey, this is what happened. It is a remarkable story, and congratulations and all the continuing success for your small business.
I appreciate it. We're just busting at the seams.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
All right, that is Clint Dudley, and we are broadcasting today from the Marriott Hotel downtown Des Moines for the Central Iowa Business Conference. More in just a moment. And we hooked up with a fellow by the name of Tom Hudson, who has an interesting business, and he's one of the attendees at the Central Iowa Business Conference. Tom, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Good to be here with you, Michael. Thank you.
So tell me, you have a business that's in Johnston, correct?
Correct.
Relatively unique sort of business. What is it?
Well, we're an indoor shooting range and training center, which off the cuff seems like something that might resonate with some people, being an indoor shooting range. But we also offer a whole another level of service where we do a lot of business-to-business type of services, team-building events, performance improvement events, and helping people connect with what a different caliber of firearm might mean for their performance in their workplace.
When you say it's an indoor firing range or area. Explain what that looks like.
You know, so the easiest way that for someone that might not understand what this looks like is picture a bowling alley that's divided into various sections. So we have a 17-lane indoor facility comprised of two sections of six and a section of five. So these are individual shooting lanes with automated target retrievers that go up and down with your target on it.
Wow. That was not an inexpensive building to put up.
No, it was a multi-million dollar investment, and it's a fairly large startup here in the Des Moines Metro. We've been open 2 years.
We're talking with Tom Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. He is from Crossroads Shooting Sports in Johnston. Why? How did you get started here?
Well, I kind of ask myself that sometimes every night about midnight when I'm still up working sometimes.
You too.
Just jokingly, no. You know, there wasn't one in Des Moines. It's just as simple as that. A few years ago, I was wanting to take my wife to go shooting, something we enjoyed, and it was inclement weather out, and she just said no. The outdoors was not her cup of tea that day. So there wasn't one in Des Moines. It was just that simple. It was a business opportunity. So and it was a niche that wasn't yet being taken care of.
Well, this is top of mind awareness this week because it was in northeast Iowa that a young child who was out picking apples this past weekend was struck by a stray bullet from allegedly a shooting range nearby.
Yeah, tragic situation, and just really an anomaly in all situations. If that outdoor shooting range was set up properly, that round should not have escaped their berms and whatnot. But nonetheless, that is something that can happen at an outdoor facility.
I'm interested in your B2B opportunities and what you're doing for business when you get them to the shooting range. What kinds of things do you offer other than telling them, okay, hey, calibers of bullets are different?
Sure. So we have a conference meeting and conference space that'll hold up to 60 people and an on-site food service area as well. So we have a lot of customers and clients that come in that are prospecting customers. Maybe it's a team building event. Maybe they're wanting to reward their sales force, hold some off-site business meetings, whatever it might be. But they can conduct their business meetings during one portion of the day, and then we'll go into the range and we'll either do just a fun activity, play battleship, shoot bingo. We like to call it bango. Or other types of team building and reinforcement, communication events, things like that, where you can translate taking performance of a team and working those skills out on the shooting range, working with various guns and calibers.
And how have you been marketing the business, Tom?
You know, some fundamental grassroots kinds of things. We have a billboard. We've got a TV commercial on TV. And then we do other digital and then direct networking events like I'm out here doing today, trying to put a face with the name of the business and just shaking hands and meeting people and getting the word out.
One of the questions I asked you before we went on the air was, why are you here at the Central Iowa Business Conference, and you gave me a very interesting answer.
Well, so I've got to process and structure to what I do, but there's always nuggets to learn, and then I'm looking to just network and figure out what I can do to be better at what we're trying to do out there.
Well, because you're also kind of in this on your own, aren't you? I mean, you don't have a network necessarily.
That's exactly right. We've got a great trade organization that supports us nationally at a national level, but I'm in an independent business in an independent industry. So I have no franchise framework to hang my hat on. We're out really trying to create a definition around what we do, our own best practices, our everything about what we do from a point of sale system and implementation. We're regulated by the ATF federally, the
Correct.
EPA, NIOSH, and then various other state and local authorities as well. So we really have to create some strong framework around what we're doing, but it's really on ourselves to figure that out.
Fascinating story, and thank you for your service to our country. You spent how many years in the military?
I spent 20 years on active duty in the Navy driving submarines.
Wow. That was quite different, wasn't it?
It is, a little bit. I always joke, people ask how I ended up in Iowa because I'm not here from originally, and I tell them we came in the spring when the river was high and the water dropped and I couldn't get back out. So it's been a great ride so far.
That is the voice, ladies and gentlemen, of Tom Hudson, independent business guy. He owns Crossroads Shooting Sports in Johnston. Thank you for spending some time with us, and I hope you're enjoying the Central Iowa Business Conference and all of the stuff that the Urbandale Chamber is doing.
It's a great event. Thanks to the Chamber for doing this, and thanks, Michael, for having me on today.
Our pleasure.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out now. He was a day tripper, one-way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out.
now.